definitely governor. And I'm not sure exactly how to make that. Oh boy. They just dropped the other pretty cheap, huh? Well, let's see how everything else pulls together. For all we know, for now, maybe the next right now. All being a temporary one. I think I have different priorities. I just don't know, you know. It seems like all the things that I've been planning for kind of need to add more short-term things. Even the Foreign Service seems to almost snack a little of short-term. Although it shouldn't be that, it's supposed to chew up the, remainder of my work life. But it's just a question on what exactly the government should do and how is that to be accomplished. It ends up being whether it's really a part of that or not. Like when I say, well, this job I have now is good because it gives me a lot of time to write. But as far as any concept I have of this next job, it's going to be exactly. You know, little brief snippets of things to do, punctuated by incredibly long stretches of sheer boredom. In which you write, you know, so it really doesn't. It really doesn't do anything better or any worse than what I've already done. Except that the precise circumstance, I think, would be far better for our children. And give them more capability, more bad plan A, but you need a pretty strong plan B, which you don't have. Except maybe if I don't get on taking pressure, which I really don't need. She's done better this time, I'll tell you. I hope it's a trend that she's just getting better. But maybe we're going to have to create a better plan B for the fall in. That's what I see for Dallas being a better officer than you know. And the fact that, hey, if everything falls apart, if Foreign Service is just yet another feeling out to run into a brick wall, which I do that a lot, Dallas wouldn't be a bad plan B.
Did you take this job?
Yeah.
Can't you just take
a nail for that thing? Yeah. It depends on if this is an exempt job or not, and it's unclear. That's why the question is an exempt job or hourly. If I'm gonna, he says, I've already taken my practical emotion back down to being an hourly person. What I need to do is either I need to get that back, or I need to be working on a larger plan. And this thing works more for the larger plan. You know, the, the backroom person. You know, the one that handles the servers. Oh.
Well,
I forgot everything. Forget it. We're going. It's all on the same. If they want it, we can stick it into a laptop and they can look at it. Sorry, Father. My fault. Stupidity. Sorry. I don't have time. I'm on the clock now. They didn't tell me to bring it. I don't feel it's fine to have. If they want to use the paper in their hand, I'll say, we're just a new thing, and we'll turn out the piece of paper you need to use. Or I can, you know, I can do it explosive or whatever else, yeah. There's several possibilities. Marvelous! So happy! All the things are really important. I actually am, so I'm sorry.
I thought you were mad because you said something that I was like, yes, I know. Mad that.
You were bothering me about?
No. Okay. I was interrupting you.
No, that's fine. I apologize. I always apologize. I'm the weird guy. Anytime you do something, it's absolutely appropriate. And it's self-justified. Simply off the page. You cannot do that. There is there is no justification. Angle of shots and how do you call it? There's really not a word for that. Government form, you know, where it's like the basic government is family, is a single family. And then it becomes the next level of government is. For lack of a better word for it. I think it's called a tithe. And then a captain of 15 and a captain of 100. And after that, you know, it kind of goes up the same way. Captain of 500, captain of 1,000. And at those certain levels, there are certain expectations of government. What government will tax the mind, or will require a service to of the group to handle, whether it's a school, whether it's a hospital, a doctor, patient, stuff like that. But that none of these instrumentalities have authority over any individual family. A captain of 100 cannot come into your house and dictate how your house will be run, how your children will be raised, how they will be educated. You cannot do any of that. That is not their role. Whatever concept there is of government you have today, which basically means good people that can come and force their will, is gone. Instead, it is simply the bringing together of families and family heads, for the most part, or a family representative, I think, would be more appropriate. Because let's say there's a pattern meeting. The captain of 10. The captain of 10 is actually an appointed post. Appointed from the family representative. The family defense director will be, whether it is the husband or the wife, typically it will be the husband, but if it's more amenable to family needs for the wife, it's far more forceful, or there's a certain thing that the family wants to accomplish at this time, that the mother is more appropriate to send that to those persons, that's fine. Those 10 families representatives come together, they form a council, and they choose one of their number to be the captain, for lack of a better term. And among those there's going to be a charge levy, if there is going to be a service that is going to become like a monopolistic sort of a thing, that by nature, any family can choose to not participate in it. Not pay that particular fee, but also not be able to access that service that fee is supposed to help provide. That's how you keep it from, instead of becoming a tyranny of the masses, which is what democracy will always be. You know, it always says, okay, 51% of people trust that the United States is going to be a police state and socialist. And the 49% of the class will love them until such time as they get 51%, then they become changed. And you go, no. And so, this, as you can tell, this is a democracy. Nobody's voting for me. Sort of. It says, if each individual family wants to choose its representative by a democratic process, that really is up to the family. If each individual tithing council wants to choose their captain from a democratic process, they can choose to do so if they can't reach consensus. The whole point is to keep the example of the why. And that's always the way it's supposed to perform. Your why is the most capable person in your family should be your representative deciding council. The most wise person from that guidance council should be chosen as a captain, because that captain not only does he speak to that council and deputize people to accomplish it, to defeat it, that also becomes your representative to the the next level up, he becomes that person, or he or she becomes that person. And so, you know, you should send your wife. And so, it can be a democracy if it wants, but honestly, that's an incredibly poor way to choose. It's very low. It tends to skew for all of the wrong attributes that most people really don't want. Who's the best looking? Who has the best hair? You know, who wins the most arguments? You know, it's not necessarily, in fact, rarely is the wisest person your best, to make it work. It's usually a different person. Anyway, and it goes all the way up the line, ultimately. Because of how separate it is, there's going to have to be some skewing of that. You know, it's not necessarily going to always be when you're representing families or stuff like that. It has to be done in such a way that it obeys national bounds, like Ireland, you know. It doesn't make sense that whoever is supposed to represent that largely has to also represent four families on Hudson to represent how the population breakdown has to go. You go, it's just not. It just isn't going to work that way, so you don't do it, you know. You go, well, there's only 38. You go, well, that's fine. The person who's got my represents those 38. But that 38
has
the same power as the guy who represents. That's right. Same level. we establish level, then we say who's going to be here. If the serious population changes, but it has to be along family lines, not along individual lines. That's important. But families are always traveling. Families are always traveling over themselves. There is no higher level that can impose will upon a family. It's always governance by, as much as it is practical, free association. And mostly, an act of free association is probably most expressed by people moving. You know? Ah, the people have a bunch of socialists. I don't want to be around a bunch of socialists. I don't want to, you know? I don't want to live under a group of people who keep continually giving up all of their rights, which an OVM is, and they can't do family taxes and do family needs. You cannot hand over family requirements to a larger one. You cannot say, as a father, I will hand over responsibility of education to a school. And so, it's still your responsibility for your children. If you have a school to do it, instead, sorry, Lisa. I know how much you hate such things. After our conversation, so I apologize. You can't divorce yourself from the school and go and blame the school for problems. That's part of the math that affects yourself the most. If some parent can't go complain to the school about the fact that that school is not doing the way he thinks it should. Particularly. Because the thing that comes back is, you know, your team is your responsibility. If you don't like how the school is doing it, you need to go through the action change in the school, or you can turn the kids out yourself. But of course, if you choose to do that, then we don't tax you, you know. You don't have to make your contribution. But if you don't have kids, you still need to make the contribution. You know, it's not going to happen in a month. You can make your girls, my kids are still coming out of here. You get to go slow. And they go, yeah, you do. Because you've got grandchildren in that school. No, I don't. We should. It's not the society's fault. It's that you're not living up to your obligation as a member of society, which is co-creating. And the fact that as much as possible, these things work in groups. So yeah, you know. A family of 10 may choose to have a nurse among them if there are people who are really weird about healthcare. If you can't get a consensus to do this, at least the work for consensus. Eight or nine families agree with it, it just doesn't happen. And if that really bothers you as a family, you say, you know what, we can't. I really, you know, my kid's sickly, and I really want to have really intense medical care. I want to be able to go and see that nurse. Golly, what queen? So if that's important to you, then you need to move to a place where this is important. Because it's a simple matter. It's a very simple matter. Oh, well, that's hard. You go, well, nobody ever said choices were particularly easy. You need to know what you really care about. Do you really care about this piece of property you're on? Or do you really care about that? Is it about me? what am I more concerned about? The fact that I've got a nice big house that doesn't cost too much to carry? Or the fact that if I move someplace else, I can give my children more opportunity for the kind of kids I have? Yeah, it's a hard choice. And you go, guess what? It's a family decision. This should not be relegated to a higher authority that ends up having to be dictatorial about it. You'll do it because the majority of people want it done, and you'll participate whether you like it or not. So, you see the change of how it goes? Sorry, I'm just hearing the crap out of here. I don't think you can hardly listen to me for just being on the edge of your chair and terror. I apologize.